Blog Talk Radio.
Problem there.
ladies and gentlemen all across the globe. Bless your soul today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, bless you today and welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, they'll be coming up shortly, but you better give God some praise if you can hear this right now, live or later on. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the number, one, put that number out there. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Put that number out there for you today. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I am convinced everybody on the planet needs prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if they believe or not. They need prayer. Amen. We got to keep praying for everybody. Amen. We must pray for each other. That number is 347-843-4559. Also, too, want to make sure we do not miss the opportunity for you to participate as well. If you have a prayer request or a comment or question, feel free to hit star one on your phone later on. After Dr. Janice Crenshaw talks, we'll open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen, for you to participate if you have a prayer request. So thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, amen. Amen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we have a scripture coming up. Our scripture is going to be Psalms 113, chapter 113, verses 1 through 6. We'll be reading that in a few seconds here. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I also want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 113 as you're led of the Lord and as you have time to do that. God bless you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. It's nothing but the Word of God will hold everything together for you. Amen. I'm excited. I trust you all as well. Amen. Psalms 113, 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, Pat, let me just take a pause real quick. Can't praise him enough. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity right now. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Amen. The Lord is thy high above all nations, and his glory above all heavens. Amen. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high. And verse 6 says, who humbleth himself, behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Psalms 113, verses 1 through 6. I encourage you to read the rest of that powerful chapter as well, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us right now. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us today, sir. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John Crenshaw, God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your marvelous works. We give you glory and honor. We adore you for all that you have created, God. We thank you, God, because there's no God like you. Father, we magnify and we lift up your name. We praise you because you alone is worthy of all the glory and honor. We adore you for your marvelousness, God. We thank you for your greatness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all your promises that come into pass. And Father, we magnify your name and we lift you up. We exalt you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise you because you deserve all the praise and the glory and the honor. We thank you tonight, O Heavenly Father, because you allowed us to see another day. Give us the activity of our limb, clothes in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for food and shelter, clothing. Father, we thank you for the small things, being able to heal, to walk, to talk, to being able to feel. To God, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We lift you up, boy, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we adore you. Father, we thank you right now for those that you've already healed. We give you praise and glory for all the miracles that you have already performed. We thank you, God, for every door that you have opened up for God. And God, we thank you the way that you have provided, Lord. We glorify you, God, and we praise you for it tonight. We thank you. We honor you, God. We pray you, God, for this day. God, as we honor veterans, God, we pray for those that have served in countries, God, served their countries, oh God. We thank you, God, tonight, God, as you can strengthen their families, strengthen them, God, encourage them. Those that have even lost their lives, God, we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing even now. We give you glory and honor, God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you be glorified, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we cast down every stronghold and every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And, Father God, we thank you for your word, God. Your word says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And, Father, we thank you right now, God. God, we glorify you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we call those things that be not as though they already are, because you have already spoken it and it's already finished, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the miracles that's already performed. Even, God, for every situation, God, we give you glory and honor. But, God, we see your manifestation, God, that you are delivering, you're setting free even now. We thank you for every soul tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that they will give their life to you if they have not made that commitment tonight. Father, we pray for their salvation, God. We pray, God, that you open the eyes of their understanding and enlighten them in your word. And, Father God, as you convict their heart, convict their hearts, and convict their souls, God, and let them know that you are the creator. You have created them to serve you and worship you. Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for families are being drawn closer together. We thank you, God, that you're pulling down the stronghold of the enemy that come to destroy families, that come to destroy marriages. Father, we pray, God, for unity, God. We pray for love be restored in the marriages, Father. We pray for restoring the love in the children, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will return that child home that has run away, God, that child is that has not been home to see their parents or call their parents. Father, we pray that you will reconnect them with their families. And, Father, we thank you, God, that by phone call, or by telephone, or by letter, God, by email. Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think to ask tonight. And, Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We stand firm on your word. And God, we thank you for the manifestation even now. We pray against mental illness, God. We pray against that spirit to come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Because, God, you have come to give life and life more abundantly. Father, we thank you right now for that soul, God. We thank you for that individual's mind is being renewed and being restored. We thank you, God, for good health in their bodies, Lord. We thank you, God, your word says you're proud of 70. And, Father, God, we give you glory for it tonight. And we praise your name, God, for your marvelous work, God. We thank you tonight, God, for that soul tonight, God. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, for that child tonight, God. We thank you for those that have been missing from home that has been found safely, oh, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace that's been spending over their lives. We give you glory tonight, God, and we pray for that family, God. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, God, that you will comfort them, Father, Heavenly Father. We pray, God, that you will encourage them like never before, that they will return to you, oh, Heavenly Father. We give you glory tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, your words say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight, God. We pray for families, God. We pray for the congregations and churches, God. We pray for the pastors, oh, Heavenly Father, Oh, God, you are all-knowing, God. You already know the situation. You already know the circumstances. And, Father God, we give you glory and honor tonight, God, as you have continued to bless, God, in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as you look on that less fortunate individual, that less fortunate child tonight. God, we pray, God, that you would test the heart, Lord. You make a way out of no way, God. You provide and you already have made provision, God. Open their eyes and let them know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We pray, God, for the body of Christ. We pray that you reunite us like never before. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Father, we give you glory tonight. We pray, God, as you continue to heal that individual that have COVID-19 or had COVID-19, that God, that they are set free from the hand of the clutching of the enemy. God, we pray for their healing in their body, Lord. We pray for their strength, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for their full recovery in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it now. We give you praise, God. We pray against that spirit that comes to take away their life before time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, cover them in your blood. Father God, cover us in your blood. Keep our minds stayed on you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. There's no God like you. You are the greatest of all time. We praise you for what all you have already done. We pray that you saved us from accidents, God. We pray that you saved us for God from the trials of the hands of the enemy, God. You have taken care of, God. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. Father God, we pray for that family, that individual tonight that may not know you. God, we pray for that person that is saved tonight, God. We pray for that family, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, restore, recover everything that the kinkawoo and the caterpillar have stolen. Father God, restore time, God, in the name of Jesus, in that individual life. Restore it, God, in the name of Jesus. Change the hearts and the minds of the people, Father God, that they would be encouraged, that they would be staying firm on your word. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. As you let us be mouthpieces, oh God, let your people be a mouthpiece. Let us be a light in the world, that the darkness will see the light of God in us. And Father, we God, that they will glorify you for your miracle working power. We will thank you for it. We thank you for the door that you're opening spiritually, God. We thank you for the spiritual door being opened even now, that we can minister the word, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise your name and we lift your name up. We pray, God, for every soul tonight. We pray for every saint tonight. God, we pray for those that are well. We pray for those that have everything they need. We pray for those, God, in the name of Jesus, that is in need. Lord, we thank you tonight. God, we pray for that man or that woman, that individual that is homeless tonight, that man that is sitting laying out on the street, living on the street. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would test the hearts and minds of the people, oh God, that we will reach out and we will test them, we will help them, we will give to them, God, out of our resources that you have blessed us with. And Father, we give you glory to it tonight. Father God, when you speak to our hearts to give, Lord, let us be freely, liberated to give, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are all-knowing. You know the secret of our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. As you reveal, expose, and destroy every crooked place, God, make the crooked places straight according to your word. Lord, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. As you look on America, we need you as never before. God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, when we can't depend on the government, we can depend on you. When we can't depend on nothing else, our money, we can depend on you, Lord. When we can't depend on a friend, God, we can depend depend on you. Father, we thank you for it tonight. We stand in agreement tonight, God, that we will be a beacon light, God. We will be a resource, be able to give and not borrow, Lord. We'll be able to give and not borrow, God. We'll be able to give and not borrow, God. We thank you for it tonight, God. We give you glory for it tonight. We praise you tonight, God. We give you glory because it all belongs to you. Everything that we have, everything that we say we own, it belongs to you, God. And Father God, we thank you tonight that you have allowed us to have it for a time, God. We thank you for it tonight. And we pray for souls tonight. We pray for that person that is homeless tonight. We pray, God, for our government tonight, God. We pray, God, for those on the front line everywhere, God, in the grocery stores, in the hospitals, Father. Father God, we thank you, God, even as the doctor, God, to be able to operate or do surgery, God. God, I thank you, Lord, for directing their hand, directing their thoughts, God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it tonight. We praise you for everything that you're doing in the earth realm even now. We praise you for the blessing of God, making rich and added no sorrow. We thank you for your word, because everything else is going down, but the word of God shall stand for ever. We thank you tonight, God. We stand assured. We stand assured on your word. We stand firm on your word. We will not take down, God. We will not go to the left or the right. We will stand firm on your word. And we are decreeing and declaring when nobody else believes it. We are decreeing when all of the most shocked out of the echo go see us. Reveal every dark place, God. Reveal every spirit of the Moko. No more shake. Out of my day, by the Moko. It's under the Moko. Drop out of the Meko. No see a valley. Ah, God of the Moshe, thank you for healing that body, oh God. Thank you for healing that child, oh Moko, Rapa, the Meshe. Healing the Moko, Rapa, me. God, we thank you for healing from cancer, God. We come Roko, Nabala, the Meshe. We pray for healing of the bodies of that lady tonight that have cancer, that child that have cancer, that man that have cancer. We know that you are a healer. You are a deliverer, God. You specialize on God, you specialize, God. You are a miracle worker, Lord. When the doctor said that I can't do anything else, when the doctor said we've done all we can do, we know that, God, you have not gone to your limit, God, because, God, you are able to just speak a word, God. You are able, God, la moshe. Yes, God, la biko, rata la la beko, yeba la la boko, lisa la la baka, rami. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We are living in a world, God. We are living in a Moseko Rababa, but we are not of this world. We are spirit being, God. We are in a body, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We shall be vessels of you for the glory of God. We are vessels, oh God. Use us for your glory, God. Keep our minds in perfect peace, God. Keep us meek and humble before you, O Heavenly Father. We repent of all our sins, God. We stand the rock on the Moshe. We come against that spirit of Boko, against that spirit of suicide, against that spirit of murder by Korasa. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, in the chain of the Moshe. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. You're pulling them out of the clutches of the hands of the enemy. God, we come right out of the Moshe. You're delivering them out of the jaw, God. You're delivering them. You're delivering them from Rokondosia. God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. I pray for the body of Christ, God, that we'll stand firm on your word in spite of what the news report says, in spite of what the new report word says, God, we stand firm on your word because we know that God's word is everlasting. We know God's word is truth, God. We give you glory for it tonight, and we praise you, Almighty God, as you continue to move in the earth realm. God, we know that you are able, God, Alamoshe. You have delivered us out of other horrible, out of other pandemics, God. You have delivered us out of other diseases, oh Heavenly Father. And Father, we know this is not too difficult for you to do. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory tonight, God, as you deliver the body of Christ. Let us stand firm, God, on the Moshe. God, on the Mokondo, see, man, on the Beka. In the Mokondo, Sana, the Bataria. God, on the Moshe. God, no, Baki, Yafia. God, we thank you tonight, God. We praise your Heavenly Father. We thank you for all the miracles that you're performing even now. When I say miracles, lives are being changed, Lord. When I say miracles, breath, God, on the Moshe. You've given people our time over and over again, giving us a second chance. God, we thank you for it tonight, God. We don't take anything for granted, God. But we glorify you, Lord, because you alone is worthy. The praises and the glory and the honor. God, we will not receive any of your glory, God, but it all go to you tonight, God. We thank you, God, even the prayer that we have prayed, God, going up before you as a memorial, God. We give you glory tonight, God, and we call it so. No matter what this world comes to, Lord, let us be able to stand as the body of Christ. Let us be stand firm on your word. Let us stand firm in the truth, oh Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. And God, you continue to be glorified in this earth realm, in this last and even days. Keep our minds, oh Heavenly Father. Keep our bodies, oh Hallelujah. We give you glory tonight. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you to the utmost, God. We glorify you tonight for every individual, whatever the condition is, God. You are all knowing, God. Your word says when we don't know what to pray for, our spirit man prays, make intercession with glory which cannot be uttered. And Father, we pray in the heavenly spirit realm, God, that you meet we thank you, Lord, for every prayer warrior that crying out to you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for every prayer water interceding, oh God, of the Moshe. We not of the Mokondo Sia, God of the Moshe Kurapa. In the name of Jesus, you continue to be glorified, and we forever give you glory and honor. We adore you that you have given us another opportunity and another opportunity and another chance to give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for God, for every listener, God, as your voice go out through the airways, Lord. Your word, Lord, your anointing, you sent Gabriel, God, for the messenger. You sent Michael as a war angel, Lord. We thank you, God, that you have assigned angels to us to protect us from evil, Lord. God, you have sent an angel for us to direct our path. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. And we praise you. It is so, and it is done. I pray for you, Roboko. God, I pray. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood tonight, God. I plead the blood tonight, Roboko. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, I want to go straight to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Dr. Crenshaw, welcome.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God and praise God for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. Amen. This scripture is just ringing in my spirit as Bishop began to pray in the book of Isaiah. I want to encourage you, praise the Lord, with this word from the major prophet of God, speaking to God's people as he's speaking even to us today, because we know that the greatest warfare is in the mind. Praise God. Many have heard the teaching of George Myers, the battle of the mind. It starts in the mind. The word of the Lord says, let this mind be you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That the enemy is after the soulish realm, the emotional side of you. That's why he tries to get us to the spirit of doubt, the spirit of fear. All of these things are attached to our emotion. But Isaiah is saying something here in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah and verse number 18. He said, remember, that's a key word, remember ye not the former things. How much time do we spend on focusing on and remembering all of the past errors, devastation, or whatever we may have gone through? Remember, that's the key word, remember. He says to remember ye not the former things. Some things we just need to forget and keep it moving. Praise the Lord. Just forget it and keep it moving, because the enemy is after the soul. He's after the mind. Many times I say it ain't that serious. Praise God. And we have to get that level of mentality, particularly in this season. What is serious is the word of God, because it's grasping with the fowls may fade away, but the word of God is going to stand forever. That's real serious. But some of the stuff that's going on in this world, praise God, that the enemy wants us to get our minds all twisted and tangled up with, the word of the Lord say, remember it not. Praise God. Keep it moving. Praise God. Keep your life focused toward, amen, those things that God has promised you through his word. He said, remember ye not the former things, now to consider the things of old. Verse 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Oh, my God, it's almost kind of hard to perceive and consider in this particular season with all of the things that are going on in the world. But the prophet Isaiah was speaking to the children of Israel, encouraging them that God is going to do a new thing. And I firmly believe that prophetic word is alive today. I don't care what is going on in the world. Praise God. God is yet up to something for the people of God. All we got to do is trust him, believe him, hold fast to the word of God, keep the faith. He said, behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? He said, I will. Now, this is a word right here. We all need to catch hold to it and begin to shout and tell God thank you. In the midst of all of this chaos, God said, I will even make a way in the wilderness. The wilderness is a dry place. Oh, my God. It's a dry place. It's a weary place. But God said, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That sounds like to me, the old folks say God will make a way out of no way. Oh, my God. So I want you to be encouraged that this prophetic word from Isaiah still stands fresh today, because grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but the word of God is going to stand forever. So this word is still alive, and it is fresh. Remember ye not the former thing. Let it go. Let it go. Amen. This is a prophetic word to somebody. Let it go. Release it. Let it go. Focusing too much on trying to figure out yesteryear, 50 years ago, 20 years ago. Leave it alone. Keep it moving. God has much more in store for you to do with your mind than to be focusing on things of the old that cannot prosper your future. Let it go. It ain't that serious. Oh, my God. It is serious. Is that I keep my mind steadfast on him, focus in on doing the will of the Lord. Amen. Deserve, I pray, that not my spirit, soul, and body. Amen. That it may be deserved blameless, the word of the Lord says, until the coming of the Lord. That's it. Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. But the thing that the enemy wants to tap our minds with is the season right now to let go and just let God be God in your life. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about that encouraging word tonight. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, my household is blessed. I trust your household is blessed as well by Bishop's prayer and the wonderful, wonderful wisdom of Dr. Crenshaw. Just here with the faith in. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop talked about being vessels for God. Oh, I love that, Bishop. Vessels for God. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop also tells us never, never give up, ladies and gentlemen. Never give up on the word, ladies and gentlemen. And nobody, ladies and gentlemen, nobody in their right mind who is going forward in the Lord or forward in, I'm just going to use the term, if you're just driving to a distance, if you're going, say you're going from Georgia to California and you know where you're going, nobody looks in the rear view mirror going towards their destination. We always look forward. It don't matter what happened when we passed it. It don't matter. Our goal is to get to California. Our goal is to do the will of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. So we must keep our eyes, like Doc had said, we must keep our eyes on the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, forget those things that are not important. It don't matter. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. I do want to leave time to make sure anybody has a prayer request. Hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. Prayer request or comment before we turn it back over to Bishop. I did want to give everybody an opportunity to do that. If you have a prayer request or comment, hit star one on your phone, and I'll be glad to open up the line for you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What a powerful, powerful night of prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure all of y'all know why prayer is so important, and we always thank Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw for their time they take out to give us this exaltation, if you will, and edification and encouragement in the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, this word of encouragement tonight, that word of exaltation, which is so powerful. And we give God the glory and honor for what he is doing on the earth for him. As we continue to pray for one another, we continue to pray for Jesus is the answer for us in the world today. Jesus is the answer. God bless everybody. Continue to pray. Continue to love one another. And know that God is working things out for your good. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop is praying over the veterans. This is Veterans Day. We also want to recognize Bishop John Crenshaw as a veteran as well. Bishop, thank you so much for your service. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Bishop, for your service as well. Amen. Mighty man of God, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John Crenshaw, mighty man of the Lord. And a veteran today. So we honor Bishop today in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much for that. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a wonderful evening. Want you all to have a wonderful evening, wonderful rest of the weekend coming up as well. And we're going to leave you with a quick song from Richard Smallwood, My Everything, Praise Waiteth. Oh, I want you all to continue to stay in prayer and praise unto the Lord as Bishop shared tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Love that. Vessels for God. Vessels for God. That's what we are, ladies and gentlemen. Vessels for the Lord tonight. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for your time. And we do have one caller, Bishop and Doc. We do have a caller. Amen. So I want to make sure we recognize that. I just happened to see them come on. Amen. I'm going to mention your last four digits of your phone number. If you have a prayer request or a comment, we'd be glad to do that. So at this time, Bishop and Doc, we're going to open up the line for $17.99. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
God bless you all. God bless you all. Bless the man of God. Bless Bishop. And I love everybody. And I thank the Lord for the word tonight.
Yes. Amen. We thank you so much. Did you have a request or anything for the family tonight?
Yes, I just want to pray for favor on the job. You know, I just love my job, and I just want to pray for more favor on the job and to remain a good steward.
Amen. Thank you so much, Paula. Amen. Bishop, I'll turn this back over to you, sir. Amen.
Father God, we thank you tonight for the listeners. We thank you, God, for this
young ladies on the phone, the child of God, and you know God. Your words say the steps of a good man, that man, woman, too, are ordered by the Lord. And we thank you, God, as you continue to order her steps. And God, we thank you, God, the favor of God continue to rest upon her life, even on her job, that she gets so much favor, God, that people just be mind-blowing. And Father, we know because your words say, where two or three churches agree that you will be in the midst, and God, we churches agree with what your request is, and you churches agree with what your word says. And Father, we call it so tonight. And God, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. And Father, we give the glory for it tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Caller. We love you and everybody on the line tonight. We love you so much in the Lord. We thank God for you. Without a doubt, I know you've been blessed. My home has been blessed, ladies and gentlemen, and my soul has been blessed tonight. So thank you so much, Bishop. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for Bishop and Doc tonight. Amen, amen. Yeah, we serve an awesome God, ladies and gentlemen. God is so awesome. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great evening, as mentioned earlier. We want you to have a great weekend as well. And as Doc and Bishop teach us and help us with, ladies and gentlemen, take charge of the day. Take charge in the word, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing you can't do with the power of God inside you. As you know, the kingdom of God is within you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a time to exercise the kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you so much for that. But it's time tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've been with us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and we thank you so much for your time tonight. We're going to leave you with a wonderful song, Richard Smallwood's Vision and Vision, My Everything. Jesus is our everything, everybody.
But all I know is that God I serve is worthy. Wow. She was praying. All I can say is, Lord, you're my everything. Praise waited for you.
my everything. Oh, I feel like saying that one more time. Because when I think about how good he is to me in spite of me, I can say you. Praise waits for you. My everything. You're worthy of glory. You're worthy of honor. My everything. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. You're my everything. Deserve all your grace, but because of grace and mercy, I am not consumed, and I owe you all the praise. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, my everything.
Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, not just Steve Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, hey, Jesus, your episode. Everything will be all right. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Take care and remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.